Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to Adonai. Alleluia. God, whose almighty word chaos and darkness heard, and took their flight, hear us, we humbly pray, and where the gospel day sheds not its glorious ray, let there be light. Savior, who came to give those who in darkness live healing and sight, help those who seek to find, heal those whose hearts are blind, and in each humble mind let there be light. Spirit of truth and love, life-giving holy dove, speed forth your flight. Move on the water's face, bearing the lamp of grace, and in earth's darkest place, let there be light. Holy and blessed Three, glorious Trinity, wisdom, love, might, boundless as ocean's tide, rolling in fullest pride, through this earth far and wide, let there be light. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to Adonai. Praise God in the holy place. Praise in the mighty heavens. Praise God's powerful deeds. Praise the surpassing greatness. O praise with sound of trumpet. Praise with lute and harp. Praise with timbrel and dance. Praise with strings and pipes. O praise with resounding cymbals, praise with clashing of cymbals. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to Adonai. Alleluia. Glory to the Abba and to the Word and to the breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to Adonai.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no evil to the neighbor. Hence, love is the fulfillment of the law. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The command of Adonai is clear. It gives light to the eyes. command of Adonai is clear. It gives light to the eyes. Those who love their neighbors have fulfilled the law. Love is the fulfilling of the law. It gives light to the eyes. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. The command of Adonai is clear. It gives light to the eyes. Where two or three gather together to meet in my name, I am there in their midst. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant, the pledge to Abraham and Sarah, is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way, by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Where two or three gather together to meet in my name, I am there in their midst.
That all who have been called and gifted to follow Christ may be ambassadors of reconciliation, forgiving each other and working for the reconciliation of all who are in conflict. Let us pray. Hear us, O God. That we may listen today and hear God's voice call us from hardness of heart to compassion and joy. Let us pray. Hear us, O God. For those suffering from the spread of Ebola in Africa, and for those who are risking their own health to stop it, let us pray. Hear us, O God. For those oppressed by racism, sexism, and classism, and for those who are working to dismantle the structures and institutions that keep people from freedom and flourishing, let us pray. Hear us, O God. That the sacredness of all life and the rights of all human and all earthly beings may be upheld in the hearts and in the laws of all peoples and nations. Let us pray. Hear us, O God.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
O Holy One, source, guide, and goal of all that is, you sent Jesus to proclaim forgiveness and to announce a new way of living in the world. Through his example and preaching, make us ambassadors of forgiveness and reconciliation, and thus prepare the way for your reign on earth as it is in heaven, where yours is the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May the Spirit of God kindle in our hearts the love of God and neighbor that is the fulfillment of the law. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.